SBS Radio.
Land behind a community centre in central Queensland, the Kalgada dancers paid tribute to their ancestors through traditional dance. The four young men at this weekend's rehearsal are part of an ensemble of 40 dancers with connections to 52 tribes. Frederick Henry has been a dancer since he was 8. Now 26 and a primary school teacher, he says performing with Kalgada matured him and shifted his priorities to helping at-risk kids.
Good to now pass on what the ancestors passed us, you know, and to us, and it's good to pass it on to the young generation. I love teaching, and it's been part of my life, culture, and culture always been there for me to stop what I've been doing all in the past, you know, and all that. Getting children out of trouble and all that, stopping them from breaking enters and that.
13-year-old dancer Marcus Conway and 14-year-old Abram Adams both say sharing those family stories are their favorite part of dancing.
Performing.
Yeah, dancing.
Yeah. From people we don't know.
Showing our culture to our people.
The dance troupe has been a staple in the small indigenous community of Warrabinda for more than 20 years. The population has less than 1,000 people, but like many other remote towns, suffers from youth crime. Kruger Adams says his father started Kalgada to stop kids from sniffing petrol. He now runs the group with his partner, Nikki Cameron.
When our old people was around at the time, the respect was real strong at the time. And as elders started to pass away and that, then that sort of respect level started dropping away.
But Kalgada's successes are helping turn things around in the town. In 2017, the group performed at the Sydney Opera House and won the prestigious National Dance Rights Competition. In 2017, the group performed at the Sydney Opera House and won the prestigious National Dance Rights Competition. Nikki Cameron says that that victory led to an invitation to dance in the Gold Coast for the Commonwealth Games.
That's bringing back respect for our community and teaching the young kids how to respect others and respect themselves.
Frederick Henry agrees.
Most of them now starting to stand up, talking and taking over. I'm pretty proud of them too, you know, and this keeps me going with them.
This story isn't unique to Warrabinda. Music and dance are an integral part of Indigenous culture, deeply rooted in identity. And Kruger Adams says in communities across the country, dance is being utilized by younger generations to understand who they are and decide where they want to be when they're older.
You forget who you are sometimes, but when you're doing cultural stuff, it brings back that knowledge from what area you're from.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.